I'd like to ask first if there is any question or anything or area that wants to be explored. To
Think, like to arrive or to. And there's this disgust of the boredness or the boredom.
Yeah.
It's a known feeling by now, but I was wondering the last days. What it actually is, this sort of afraidness of the boredom that I, like, oh my God, there I have to brush my teeth again with all my attention. Oh no, not another meal, another swallow. It's like this repetitiveness of things
Yeah.
just chokes me.
Yeah. Like, what comes to mind is like two things. One is, it is actually terribly boring to come to a retreat, and especially if you are, you know, free out in India, where so many things are happening in one day, you know, and so many colors and so many stimulating things, no? Everything is an adventure, no? No matter how many years you come, you know. Every crossing the road is like a blessing if you manage, no? So that is one thing, like it is terribly boring to come to a very scheduled and kind of no distraction, no stimulating things, you know, situation. So that is there. So what happens then, like the second thing is like at the beginning of the retreat, like many times we come. Because we still come with our package of expectations. So we come with the trying to reach those expectations, no? So we come a little bit with the doing and wanting to do it well, no? And in this doing and wanting to do it well, of course, somewhere we read that our job is to be aware of, no? Like to notice things and be aware of. Which, you know, it might be helpful somehow, but I never experienced it as fun. And I don't think that it's fun, you know? That's why this way of noticing and being aware of could be like maybe a good way to to start this kind of process, because we have something to do, and so we can hold on into some ruler, like some, we can say like somewhere, some way to measure our advance, no? So that is important in the beginning, when there is not really like juiciness in it, like when we need this moving forward, kind of making sure that we move forward and making sure that something is happening. No? So as the retreat comes, like hopefully we get to understand perhaps that we are allowed to enjoy, no? So that which is boring because it's not very exciting, like if we start to kind of widening or relaxing, like we suddenly, like somehow suddenly see a butterfly, no? And that can catch our heart. And that is fun. Like that moves us. So this is fun. No? It is not fun to see the butterfly and, this is a butterfly passing by, no? And it is yellow. And I'm noticing it. No? And now butterfly goes to flower. No? Like, it is not. But when there is openness, the butterfly takes us somewhere else, like into another world. You know. And this is what retreat is about. No? So it's in this sense, like it is completely normal that we come in a bit kind of with our agenda and a bit kind of trying to do well, no? Like, and hopefully slowly as we, you know, lie down, sit, like get to really soften and to have a taste of the joy that could be in the process. And, you know, by the end of the retreat you will be in love with the fields, no? And with everything here, so it would seem boring to go back to town, like probably. But for this to happen, we need like in any relationship, no? We need to spend some time together, no? Otherwise, we don't know each other. It's only imagination otherwise. So something like that is what to me the retreat is about, and what we try to encourage to happen, no? This kind of being taken by beauty and by what normally, because of too many exciting things, we don't see. So retreat is this chance to be taken by all these things that we are blind usually in our life to see, you know, because too much noise, too many these iPods and smartphones, you know, to have eyes for other things. So it feels very good to, you know, just to be honest with that. And I think you are not alone, like, probably there are many people saying, this also, I'm terribly bored. I'm just counting the days, you know. So hopefully that changes, because otherwise 10 days really could become like one century. So
I really appreciate the Japanese term, Zen. So instead of saying it's a retreat, which has a lot of connotation and we bring a lot of ideas to it, it's session, which just translates as to touch the mind.
To touch the mind.
I think it's easier to approach it 10 days as work, as practice, as every opportunity, every butterfly, every meal, as an opportunity that presents itself, rather than an expectation of, oh, like, I should be relaxing, I paid money for this, you know, like, build all this up because you think it's supposed to happen by itself. So session, you touch the mind.
Good. Mind in Japanese never goes separate from heart, no? It's beautiful, this mind should be translated like mind heart, so just so that we understand. So I have a few lines. So it is Hafiz saying many things, but also God revealed a sublime?
Sublime.
As tricky this English, yeah. We put an E and then it's an A, no? God revealed a sublime truth to the world. When he sang, I am made whole by your life. Each soul completes me. Sometimes we somehow want to be free. And we start looking around to gain this freedom. The more we walk towards this freedom, the more it seems that actually, like, whatever this freedom is kind of pure imagination, we can say, like, is an idea, it's an invention, we can say. It's some kind of drawing that we make up. No? And sometimes it saves our lives, no? Like to have a good drawing saves our lives because we keep going towards this drawing, making our life better, we can say. Somewhere I feel that there is this process of going towards. That it seems to me that should be kind of replaced by this possibility of remembering or possibility of falling into this consciousness that, you know, the word consciousness sounds kind of big, but falling into the memory, we can say, into the experience from when we were a child or small or innocent enough to experience the whole world to us. I see this every day with my daughter, no? There is no, like, she includes herself in everything. Like, there is something going on and she's completely sure that it is for her also. As when we grow up, we start to enter all these politics, you know, like, at maybe there is no sweet for me, you know. Maybe this toy is only for him, it's not for me. Like Gyan, the 5-year-old, definitely knows this difference, but not the 2-year-old. I mean, it also depends on somehow how you are born, somehow. No? It is very different from one being to the other. But there is a glimpse, I feel it had been a glimpse for almost all humans, I believe, of this sense of belonging, no? This sense of there is space for me, like fully, without shrinking, like. Later on, there is a space, like if I shrink enough and try to fit, then there is a space. No? But like this experience from the beginning of like, it is for me fully, like it is fully given. And it is like to really like drink in fully. And that's one of the things that reminds me this of those lines of Hafiz, you know. Of course, when we say, I'm made whole by your life, some of us may experience nervousness, kind of a big responsibility. Like, and accompanied, like, coming with stress, no? We can say, like, oh my God, like, you know. It is so big, you know, I cannot miss it, you know, I cannot. Cut it down. I cannot just live, you know, just to have enough money and an okay house, you know. And really, like, feeling deep, what is this, you know, what is really our space, and in which way there is a song that only each of us can sing. And it is absolutely needed, like it's absolutely part of the whole, like it cannot be missed out, like it is impossible to be missed out, cut out, you know. It is impossible not to exist, you know. A friend of mine used to say, like, you know, this is like everyone's life brings the whole, and to not live that would be like living a whole, like, you know. And how to embrace that and open ourselves to that. And inviting that without the heaviness of the responsibility. So how to become that which we are made for without the stress, which basically means without the fear of not being able to. So please, if it, at any moment, like if there is something that, you know, some question or something, like, I like much better coming from you than from me, so. There are a few more lines that, to me, they go kind of together, but that's why it is. How did the rose ever open its heart and give to this world all of its beauty? It felt the encouragement of light against its being. Otherwise, we all remain too frightened. It feels a path in itself. This, it felt the encouragement of light against its being.
Can you read it again?
The whole. Okay. How did the rose ever open its heart and give to this world all of its beauty? Question. It felt the encouragement of light against its being. Otherwise, we all remain too frightened. So it is just a line, you know. This, it felt the encouragement of light against its being. But somehow, this is the power, no? Like, this is what makes it possible. So this movement, or these two things in one, the embrace or the consciousness of I'm made to be whole. And this wholeness makes everything whole, basically. This consciousness and the ability of looking back to this place where the light is. We could say pushing to, or just accompanying, how you say, is with. No? So this makes this the potential into wholeness, no? Like makes the potential full, the potential true. So sometimes we wonder what to do. We wonder what is meditation about. And it is good to wonder about that. But sometimes it either feels we have a lot to do, like we get stressed out about all these techniques that I should follow this and this and this and this, and then by the end you are dizzy. And or the other side, there is nothing to do, no? Just lie here and sleep for 10 days. But it is not like to sleep for sleep, we can say. It is important to look back to the light, you know, and find this push or this hand that takes us, you know, this, like going back somewhere where there is this help, there is this upliftment. And if we manage not to direct this upliftment, like if we manage not to decide where we are going, no? Then the possibilities are much bigger. Like every time we decide where we are going, we are narrowing the possibility, no? We are shrinking, no? Like we are like making it smaller. But if with this openness to this possibility we let ourselves to be pushed, then it is possible, no? So I don't know if there is any question or thing. Yeah.
As I am getting older, I have quite a lot of issues with fear. How do you deal with fear? Just in simple everyday things, you know, fear that you don't have your keys, fear that you've lost something, fear that you made a mistake, fear that you will look foolish. It can be very, very strong.
Mm.
Very strong. Just almost overwhelming. A person up at night, can keep me up at night. Can you bring awareness to it? I don't know. I've tried a lot of different meditation techniques, and I don't seem to hit on the right one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, you know, it's something new. Something
yeah. I'm also getting older, so, and everyone is getting older, and it, but the fears you are saying is, like it doesn't necessarily need to be because of age, even though it may happen now. But what I mean is, like, there are many, many people, like, very young, having these fears, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing could be, like, would it be possible to be with the fear? Like, not try to changing into anything else, just to be with the fear.
Yeah, I do that sometimes. Just feel it very intensely.
Yeah.
And feel like it's okay to feel the fear. But somehow it at times. It just overtakes,
yeah.
And it doesn't seem like there's anything to do.
Yeah.
I do Tonglin practice, you know, of feeling the negative and then bringing the good into the negative. And sometimes that is helpful.
So, like, to see if possible just to be with the fear, not to invent anything to escape the fear. And another possibility would be, like, to ask, no? Like, to ask, what is this fear? Because it's obviously it's not about losing the keys. Like, it's something, like, something very deep is coming in this. And to the mind is fear of this, fear of that. But it feels that there is something, you know. And in this, in that moment, you can honestly ask, like, you can even say out loud, no, if you are not in retreat, like, okay, what are you telling me, fear? Kind of something like that. Like, really going behind, and see where you go. Because if you are able, like if you follow behind, like probably some answer will come. Like when there is fear, we block, no? It's fear, no? So the sense of, like if we can like become friend with that, that you can ask like friend, okay, why are you here in the middle of the night, no? I didn't invite you, no? So tell me, no? What's going on? Something like, you know, just asking, no? The fear and see like. And keep asking, no, don't be happy with the first answer, just ask.
What do you want?
Yeah. What do you want? Why are you here to visit me, my friend? Do you want a sweet? Like this, no, really, like, and again and again, whatever answer comes, and okay, anything else you want to tell me, kind of like this. Hmm. Yeah, because also this not having expectation, like, is a bit tricky, no? Because expectations are there. I mean, if you come anywhere, you expect something, no? Like, this is normal, no? So it's like, yeah, it's like a bit kind of easy to say, but it's not really. But that's the difference would be like not. It's like not, it's not having expectations, no? But even having expectations, having a greater love for life, we can say. Like, even though we love our picture is the expectations, no? It's what we imagine that will happen, what we want will happen, what we, you know, wish, whatever. No? So we have love for that, no? We want that. We are, in other language would be, we are attached to that, no? So this could be there, but at the same time, a greater love for life. And this is this also could be in many like kind of applied to many situations and in meditation also, no? Like we sometimes we say like it cannot be the mind and the heart at the same time, but it can, you know, like the mind, like the expectations, the drawing is there, and it needs to be there. This is what the mind does. This is the job of the mind, we can say, to create that. So sometimes I see like some people like spend all their lives just focusing in trying to get rid of that, directly trying to get rid of the expectations or the drawing, you know? So there is this other way, which is to find something bigger, no? Or something, to fall in love with something else, no? And automatically when we find something else, that which was before loses importance, no? Like, it's not something you do, like, it is like this, no? In everyday life, no? Yeah.
I mean, we don't know, but we will find out. Is it what you're saying?
Yeah, this something else now, what I'm using would be like this love for life, you know? So first there is only love of what I want to happen. It's me, and me, no? That is, and everything exists through me, no? Like this. This is most important, and slowly, as we have eyes to see, we see that there is something bigger than me, no? However you want to call it, it doesn't matter, no? So, as we have these eyes to see, then, and this could be encouraged through beauty, no? Or through being in touch with things that we like to do, you know, like very simple, no, things, no? Then we start to experience like this something else bigger, no? And slowly we find the courage to start giving more space to that. And even if the other thing is going on, there is something bigger than that, you know. And that's the thing. So, like, not to lose time in trying to get rid of expectations or anything, but putting some effort into finding something which is more fulfilling, more vast, more... like this, no? Fragrance, like something good, no? And this same, no, with the meditation, many times is this, you know, what to do with the mind when this is kind of full on. It seems to have life in itself, just like, you know. So yes, this is there, and what else is there? This is there, yeah, this is true. This is somehow we are made like this, no? So, and what else? And it, at the beginning, this what else, it seems very like air, like airy, kind of smoke, like nothing. Like you have a sense, but you definitely don't know how to go back there, you know? You have a sense, you feel it, but you cannot catch it, no? And slowly we kind of starts to be more real, no? More like also, we can sense it more, we can feel it more, we can, you know, start moving there, no? The beginning, because it's like air or smoke, like, I don't feel safe, like, going to live there, no? But slowly starts to kind of have a roof and walls, so we feel more safe to move in, no? In this other place. So it is, in a way, extremely spacious. This I'm made to be, like, fully. And this light pushing or accompanying. There is the sense of movement and things happening, but there is no space for really driving the process. There is no sense of I am doing that process. So if we can feel that, it's kind of a bit tricky, because there is not the sense of doing, but there is this openness to a possibility beyond my imagination, and an intention of meeting that light pushing. So if we can feel or understand this way of doing, then that is the kind of doing.
The image or the drawing, when you were talking about the drawing earlier, you made this kind of movement with your hands, which I feel like I kind of understand, and they kind of closing my life into something. And then when you were talking about the remembering, you were kind of making this gesture, which I feel like I also understand and practicing opening. And I think I feel like I come to the retreat with expectation. I even come to the with expectations, and if I can maybe not expect the hole or the place that is for me, if I can not expect that to have walls, then I don't have to know what it might look like. And maybe that will give enough space for me to see that fear that sometimes occupies my life is another bad joke.
May we all see the butterfly. And may we all let this seeing transform our lives.